the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We hope you stay well. RadioMD.com has as its symbol staying well, and that's what this program is all about. It is how to take control of your genes so you have the best possible life. We have a great show for you lined up today. Wellness foreplay. We're going to start out with talking about those states with high vaccination rates. Do you think they have more or less cancer? E-cigarette use tripling among high schoolers. What it means for smoking rates and what's happening to smoking rates among high schoolers. What to do if you're exercising but gaining weight. Long-term shift work linked to decreased brain function and memory loss. And what you can do if you run into a generic drug whose price is soaring, as many are. And regular pot smokers have shrunken brains. Is it due to the pot, or is it the pot is due to the shrinking brains? We'll talk about that, as well as the gut bacteria that is linked to heart failure and purpose of life being a boon to your health. Why? And we have a great guest in the segment at the bottom of the hour, 52 new food challenges, and a wonderful partner on the show. Say hello, Bridge.
Hello.
So Bridget's here with us today, as we hope are you. You can call us anytime, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, to talk to us, and we hope you will call in. The guest at the bottom of the hour, Jennifer Tyler Lee, co-author and creator of Crunch of Color, 52 New Food Challenges, a wonderful, interesting book. We'll talk to her about why she called it the 52 New Foods Challenge, what it means. In also we have today, Gary Ginsberg will be talking about what's toxic and what's not, the cardiovascular risks in a glass of water, how might smart toilets revolutionize public health, cancer on campus, tanning beds are now common. Are your genes toxic? What does that mean? Well, skinny jeans may be toxic, and we'll talk about that. And laundry pods are poisoning toddlers again. But let's go and first start out with states with the highest HPV vaccination rates have less cancer. I'm going to actually ask Bridge, have you gotten an HPV vaccine, and were you told to get it?
I did get my HPV vaccine, and I was told to get it.
And that's the message, that in this study, the study found that the states with the highest vaccination rate for human papillomavirus, which can protect against cervical, anal, vaginal, and vulvar cancers, have the highest rates of cervical cancer. That is, the states with the lowest vaccination rate have the highest cancer rates, and it is also states where the physician tells the person to get vaccinated that have the highest vaccination rates and the lowest cancer rates. So about 6 per 100,000 women develop cervical cancer each year in Massachusetts, as opposed to 10 per 100,000 in Arkansas. And in Arkansas, the vaccination rate is 41%. In Massachusetts, it's 69%. Higher vaccination rates, lower risk of cancer. And it is indeed the strong recommendation from healthcare providers to adolescents that leads to getting the vaccine and protecting against cancer. Do you know, Bridge, that this protected against cancer?
Do I know what?
That the HPV vaccine, which you got, protects against a lot of cancers?
I did, because my primary care physician made me aware of it, and my mom aware of it as well, which I think is are both really important to make the child aware and then also the parent aware, because a lot of parents have a negative outlook on vaccines sometimes.
Now, the next story is one of those that is a top 10 story of the week. It is, in fact, number 5, and it is e-cigarette use triples among high schoolers. That is, e-cigarettes, which many consider a gateway drug to cigarette use, meaning if you're smoking e-cigarettes, you're going to go there, has increased from 4% to 12%. So that in high school students, something on the cigarette usage has been cut in half, falling from 28% to 12%, but e-cigarette use has dramatically increased and increased in regularity, and now nearly 12% of high school kids and 3% of middle schoolers have tried e-cigarettes at least once, and 23% of high school students use some sort of tobacco product, including chewy tobaccos, cigars, or pipes, according to the CDC. So
And hookah, too, I think, is a popular one among high schoolers.
Say it again.
And hookah, too, I think is a popular one among high schoolers.
In any case, the rising number of kids who use e-cigarettes and all other alternative tobacco products is indeed worrisome for all of us, because it implies that not only will there be more smoke and secondhand smoke, but in fact it will cost all of us more in paying for the smokers' health care costs and cause more chronic disease, hurting all of us in our effort to protect ourselves, that is, protect America from increased costs of chronic disease and the rationing that will come with that.
And it's kind of disheartening to see, because there was so much progress that was made for cigarettes, and I think that a lot of the younger kids now would never consider cigarettes, but unfortunately they look to e-cigarettes as being different, which we know that they're not really.
Well, they may be a little less hazardous, but they certainly have a bunch of hazard with them. The next story is an interesting one, because it's about... Do you know what the next story I'm going to talk about is, Bridge?
Exercise?
That's right. So what happens if you're a woman, as these 81 women who were healthy but sedentary were, and they started them on an exercise program? They gained weight. And you say, overall, they gained weight. And you say, why, if they're doing an exercise program, all of a sudden did they gain weight? And the reason is that they started eating much more than they were exercising off. That is, they did the exercise and they enjoyed it, but they gained as much as 10 pounds in this short period of time, 12 weeks. That's just 3 months. They had gained that weight because they, although they were on the treadmills, they were eating much more food and eating food that made them fatter. So the message is, if you're going to start an exercise program and the goal is to lose weight, don't start it with the ability to eat anything you want, because you will overeat, at least if you're based on these 81 women, which many of us follow.
Well, and I think that a second part that I just want to add is the importance of resistance training, because women in this study were only doing aerobic training, and they were walking for 30 minutes on the treadmill, and I think that the outcomes might have been a little bit different had there been resistance training incorporated into that. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree totally. Resistance training is important. How much do you need to do, Bridge, to get maximal health benefit?
2 times a week for 20 minutes.
2 times a week for 15 to 20 minutes, that's right. And you've got 14 major muscle groups. You want to get the 8 core ones strengthened if you can, and that only takes 15 to 20 minutes twice a week. Sonar, if you can connect to me via the web, I'll get the cues right. But I obviously have missed this cue. We've got 15 seconds left in this segment. So I do want to tell you that there are 3 components of physical activity, and we'll discuss them when we come back right after these important messages.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.